Unit 2. Reading. A.
On Wednesday night, a police officer arrested a woman for stealing three chips. His chips. The scene of the crime was a pizza restaurant in Washington, D.C. The suspect turned up at the restaurant and sat down next to the police officer. She began talking to him and then took one of his chips. What did he do? He asked her to stop, but she took another chip. The officer explained to the woman that this was theft, but she didn't pay any attention and took a third chip. The officer arrested her, took her to the police station, and charged her with the theft of French fried potato. Quantity 3. After eating the chips, there wasn't any evidence, but the witness report was probably sufficient.
B.
A human arrow helped the police to arrest two suspects in Surrey last Friday. Two men broke into an old building and a witness called the police. The police immediately sent a helicopter to investigate and look for the men. A group of children and adults saw the police helicopter overhead and also two suspicious men running across a field. They realised the helicopter was in search of the two men, so they came up with an idea. They quickly got on the ground and formed an arrow to guide the helicopter to the suspects. The police caught the two men and charged them with suspected burglary. Surrey police are still looking into the crime, but they thanked the children and adults for their fast reactions.
C.
A 91-year-old woman destroyed a work of art in a museum in Nuremberg, Germany, last week. The work of art cost almost $90,000. So, how did this happen? The woman came across a piece of paper at the museum with an old crossword on it. She decided to try to do the crossword using a pen, but without looking up the answers in a dictionary. Later, she found out that the crossword was in fact a work of art called Reading Work Piece by the artist Arthur Kupka. Next to the work of art, the artist wrote a sign that said, "Insert words." When the police questioned the old lady, she said she simply followed the artist's instructions. They worked out that it was probably just a misunderstanding and that the interactive art in the museum possibly confused her.